Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Ooh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be.
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Rich kids. It can go one way or the other. Either they grow up to be humble and make it on their own, or they stay stuck in a cycle of entitlement and become so spoiled to the point that their actions are aggravating to witness. And if anyone fits that bill perfectly, it's King Harris. The child of rap royalty T.I. and former R&B star Tamika Tiny Harris, King and his siblings grew up in luxury, far removed from the struggles their father left behind on his way to stardom. But for some reason, King has insisted on portraying an image that he was raised in the slums, rather than with a silver spoon.
Boy, niggas think they gangster. Niggas think, boy, come walk these streets, man. This shit get wicked. They like, shit, bro. Be safe. They like, be safe. I'm like, what the f*** you mean, be safe?
Because of this, he's become one of the most ridiculed figures online, with every outburst leading to trolling and sometimes outright disgust over how delusional he is. And today we're going to be diving into the story of King Harris, a figure that many would consider to be hip-hop's most embarrassing nepo baby. Born in 2004 when his father was already a multi-platinum selling artist, King essentially grew up before the world's eyes on the reality TV series The Family Hustle. A show which began when he was 7 years old, it's as if King Harris forgets that many literally saw him in his early years and the surroundings he grew up in, which were in no way the ghetto. I mean, just take a look at some of these scenes from growing up with King Harris, with comments like, I miss this, King. Bro, we all saw your rich life. Just cause you stayed over at your grandma's house here and there don't mean you're from the hood. Your parents even told you, but your delusional ass still tries to deny it even though we know what's up. It's clear that somewhere along the way, something shifted. The innocent, carefree kid from reality TV started portraying a completely different image. One that felt forced, inauthentic, and downright confusing. And it left people wondering, what happened to King Harris? From his early teens, he was intent on following his father's footsteps and making it as a rapper. He even once lobbied to be homeschooled to focus solely on music, only for his dad to shoot the concept down.
I need my career to start now, because if it don't start now, then I'm going to be rushing to get it later.
You don't say when it's time for
just
your career to start.
Baby. No,
you ain't put it in the work.
You don't know.
You a child.
But there's childs out there making more money
children.
Than me.
Children, see that why your dad need to be in school.
He don't understand.
You got
I want to make a name for myself.
Well, let him do what he doing. Don't try to stop him.
Quit babying him. Let him go through it.
And in a sign of things to come, he threw a fit when he didn't get what he wanted.
I'm fighting for what I want. I'm
well,
finally getting it.
Keep fighting, young man. Keep fighting. Ain't gonna do nothing but make a man out you.
Don't cry.
What is you still trying to coddle him for? Let the man walk off, have some time to himself, sit down, soak it up, and come up with what he need to do. Stop coddling him.
Still, he persevered. Even if he treated going to public school as though it instantly made him deserve respect for coming from the trenches.
You know, I was definitely gonna ask, like, if you went to public school.
Yes.
And so your experience was that, how would you say it was?
It was wild. I wanna say it was wild. It was like, that was good and that was bad. It was like, but you gotta embrace it all. I mean, with the good come the bad, with the bad come the good, so.
And while it's unclear exactly what he was like in school, there is one video of him squabbling up in a bathroom over someone sporting a Kodak Black hoodie, likely inheriting his father's beef from around that time. I can't show you the video on YouTube, but although it looks like King was taking a hell of a beating, he at the very least got respect for holding his own. But instead of just inheriting his dad's beefs, he went a step further and tried to inherit his dad's bankhead beginnings too. From the jump, as he launched his rap career under the name Kid Saiyan, he pushed the idea that what people saw on The Family Hustle wasn't the real story of his life.
I live with my grandma, you know.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
They'll go to the house on like a weekend. They'll say, hey, we shooting today. We need y'all at the house. They'll come get me from my grandma's house. And right after we done, when the cameras go off, I'm right back to my grandma's house.
Like, bro, we literally watched you grow up in a mansion. And around that time, he began flexing his family wealth like it was his own.
My name is King.
Yeah.
I'm just 14.
Yeah.
I got the money.
Yeah.
My pocket's lean.
It's my birthday.
While this could be chalked up to him just being a naive kid, it was about to get way more ridiculous to behold. And soon, the aspiring artist would be making headlines for his antics, with each new story wondering how he churned out like he did. The more controversial aspects of King and all of the posturing began to come to light as he became an adult. In one prominent example, there was an incident in 2021 where he reached for his bag during a verbal altercation, leading many people to wonder if he was packing a firearm.
Let's go.
Put your head around me, talking out your ass like you want to do something. What's up, bro?
Oh, Lord.
What's up, bro?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Relax, or what?
Nothing.
Or what? Or what?
Nothing.
Or what?
Nothing.
But while no one took real issues with him standing his ground on that occasion, the more frustrating aspects of his personality began to come to light. Specifically, his complete lack of regard for other people. Take for example the time he offered a homeless man $50 to do the one chip challenge. A chip that's so dangerously spicy, it actually killed a 14-year-old kid in 2023.
It's a different flavor, but it's still hot. So look, there you go, $50, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Oh shit.
This immediately prompted a public outcry, with people asking why on earth he'd do something like this and what it meant about his upbringing, not to mention issuing warnings. Let's have a moment of honesty with T.I. Your son has a problem. He needs discipline, he needs guidance, he needs to mature, and most of all, he needs his ass beat. He's gonna end up coming across a real street dude who will do him dirty. Bring him in the house and put him on punishment. Soon, things would get progressively worse. During a trip to a Waffle House, King showcased just how bratty he could be when they got his order wrong.
Stop talking to me. This ain't your fucking restaurant. This ain't your fucking restaurant. Everything you make, I can pull out my pocket right now. I ain't tripping on you. I ain't tripping.
Get the hell out of my face. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. We out here. I'm outside.
Okay.
I'm outside. Come on, shake some. Come on, shake some. Come on, shake some. Hey, get your employees. Get your employees. Yeah, suck something in this. Wait till I get back and see him out here late night. Wait till I slap a gun. Alright, yeah. Yeah, wait. Wait till I come back in the market late night. And then it's just you and I slap you up. Yeah.
Almost immediately, he got clowned by the entire world for his entitled ways. It even led people to look at T.I. and Tiny a little sideways. I don't care what I've done, how much money I've made, how many chart-topping songs I've made. If my son grows up and talks to people like that, I'm a failure. T.I. failed at parenting this child. This is a disgrace. As the public grew increasingly angered with him, King would ramp up his attempts to be a gangster of sorts. It even wound up getting him arrested alongside fellow hip-hop Nepo Baby and son of Boosie, 2D Raw. And at that point, T.I. knew something had to be done.
Stop hitting me and getting in my comments, telling me what to tell King, okay? I know my son. Think I ain't spoke to my son? Think I ain't told my son, his mama and his grandmama, his going to prison. If you got to keep this up, his ass going to prison. Ain't no way around it. Ain't nothing I'm gonna be able to do about it. Can't nobody stop it but him. You know what I mean? I've already had a conversation. I've already made my peace with it. Because I know that energy. I was that energy. I know exactly how it's going to turn out.
This behavior meant he soon caught Charleston White's attention. leading to a crazy exchange between them and what would become one of his first major online spats.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Yeah, I just want to tell T.I. something. That nigga say my mama raised a bitch. Nigga, your mama and dad raised a yellow freak.
Boy, Charles White, you was a bitch, boy.
Man, we was about to whoop your ass when you come back down here from Tanner. I can see you had a soft upbringing.
As usual, Charleston didn't take kindly to the threats and suggested that if King tried anything, he'd be happy to off him on the spot. Literally.
Yeah, that nigga T.I. son say, nigga, I'll whoop your old ass. Now, T.I., you got a yellow motherfucker, look how your son look, talking about he'll jump on a 50-something-year-old nigga. Say, T.I., listen, if your boy jump on me, y'all'll bury that yellow motherfucker. I sh** him right in his goddamn throat. Well, I wish an 18, 19-year-old nigga would jump on me.
With an audience that was more than happy to laugh at his antics, things only went from bad to worse. At an Atlanta Falcons game, King once again tried to posture like he was the toughest guy in the room, only for his own parents to publicly shut him down on video when he tried to claim he grew up in the hood. It was one of the most embarrassing reality checks he could have gotten, and it was all caught on camera.
What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all doing that to me? Y'all know me. You know I stand on business. You know I stand on business. Why you even letting somebody play with me like that? Why you letting somebody play with me like that?
No, ain't no joking. Ain't no joking. What do you mean?
You are embarrassing yourself and your family.
Eventually, this progressed to the point that T.I. would have to restrain him.
You are embarrassing yourself.
Man,
what is she talking
about? Get off me, nigga. Get off me, nigga.
Well, you can't do nothing with me. Ain't shit you can do with me.
And with that, he became a laughingstock once and for all. If I grew up privileged and silver spoon fed, I wouldn't take that as an insult. Who would take living in a mansion as an insult? Fighting with your dad in a press box must be nice. This was obviously a very public L, and yet, rather than take it and learn from it, he tried to use the incident to drive his fame.
People confuse standing on business as you being a thug, a gangster. I ain't that. I just stand on business principle. I stand on respect, disrespect. That's what I go off of. So it ain't a nigga trying to be hard or gangster. Nah, it's just how I'm raised and what I can take and what I'm not taking.
Unsurprisingly, the whole thing wound up getting him trolled relentlessly. Whether it was by comedian D.L. Hughley.
How you stand on business, you ain't even stand on your own 2 feet. Like, you famous because we know your daddy. If King Harris, if he knew, if he had roaches, he was on a reality show for years. So those roaches were actors.
They're paid roaches.
I'm not. They're union.
Union roaches.
Or his old nemesis, Charleston White.
God damn it, I told T.I. he should have kicked that boy ass last year.
If T.I. would have kicked that boy ass last year, that boy wouldn't have had to jack him up today.
Yeah, that boy showing out at the Falcon game, embarrassing the family. That King little ugly ass. Oh, that boy got a big mouth on him. And he talk loud with them yellow, big old red yellow lip. Oh, yeah, that boy loud in the motherfucker. Yeah, he fucking with the Atlanta Falcons up there disrespecting them people, hollering about he standing on business. Boy, if you don't sit your look, you bruise too easy to stand on business. Yeah, that little yellow motherfucker bruise too easy to stand on. Man, nigga, boy, everywhere he get touched, it turn red, purple, and blue. Man, please, that nigga, he can't stand on business that yellow. Hell no.
Ultimately, the whole thing was downplayed by T.I., but he did concede that he has no idea what his fascination with pretending to be from the street is about.
I think the largest misconception between he and I, because I call him, you know, I say, man, you from the suburb. And me, as a person who came from the turf, I'm, you know, in the city. I'm from here, you know. And all while I grew up, I looked there, and it was the destination. This was, you know, the place people wanted to be to change their life and have a better way for themselves. When my mama wanted to get me out the hood and go and put me in, have better...
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Grounded and better school, so on and so forth. That was she took me, and that where he grew up. Now, and also the necessities being, you know, already present.
Suddenly pulling in more views and followers as people tuned in to see what he'd do or say next, King seemed to misconstrue what this meant and overestimated who he is in the culture.
Bro, JC, if you was just here, bro, a n said, I'm pretending to be them. I'ma pretend to be broke. Why do I wanna do that? A legend is somebody that's been relevant for more than 10 years. Okay? That's a legend. They've been known, respected more than 10 years. I've been known, respected more than 10 years. I'm the youngest legend ever. You hear me? You hear me?
Intent on standing on business, his use of the phrase and suggestions that he basically invented led to a dispute with Drewski after he used the phrase as the title of a song. And allegedly, he even pulled up to the video shoot.
Man, he said he pulling up on you.
Nah, he did pull up on me at the video shoot. He had too much security out there, though. Nigga tried to do a stare off. Nigga got out his car and just stood on kind of like the top of the car like that. And just, I said, man. And this nigga going right back to that nice ass house. He don't know shit about standing on no business, man. And y'all know that. Y'all stop playing, man.
Afterwards, King clapped back, and in all fairness to him, he had some good lines.
Rawls need to calm the f*** down. You and them wide by the Hellcat hips need to calm the f***. Damn, I can't believe this just tried to call me an enemy. And I just seen him a couple weeks ago. We seen you run from the We seen you run from Birdman. We ain't seen you. I ain't never ran from nobody. It looked like you got a and you walk with a strap. You got your dad legs and your mama body. You hear me? You built like a punch buggy. You tried to just seen you. You just called me the king of standing on business. You was just riding. Called me the new king standing on business. Then you gonna go to these people platform.
Still convinced that he was tough, King even went to the point that he was trying to tap into the celebrity boxing lane by calling out the late Fulio to a fight. And if you know anything about him, he wasn't one to mess around with. So he issued a stern warning. I barely post or troll anymore, King. Find you something productive to do before you be watching Netflix in heaven with our Lord and Savior. Clearly, King is hell-bent on getting his own bag, and in 2023, he revealed that he was charging obscene amounts just to have the pleasure of talking to him, writing on his Instagram story that, $10,000 for an interview or I don't want to talk. Unsurprisingly, he doesn't do a lot of them. Despite his insistence that he's killing it, his rap career isn't taking off like his father's did. With just about 16,000 subs on YouTube and even fewer listeners elsewhere, the young legend can get a feature from the likes of DaBaby and Sexy Red.
We hit Sexy Red up, but not her directly, but you know what I'm saying, her people hit me over the fucking head, man. They obviously not trying to fuck with a n***a. He hit me over the head, but Sexy Red chopped it up. Because if I, they trying to tax me like on some 50K plus. These same people, like DaBaby tried to charge me 100K for a feature at the time. Like stuff like that, bro, I'm not. Cause if I fuck with you and I wanna do that to them.
Or even get Waka Flocka Flame to attend his birthday party.
Cause I know how it be, man. Waka Flocka, man. I reached out to Waka Flocka. Nigga left me on scene. That's crazy. But shit, man. Maybe one day, me and Waka come from the same side too. So that's crazy.
All the while, he continues to get in trouble with the law. After he was charged in August 2022 with speeding, knowingly driving a motor vehicle on a suspended license, and driving under the influence of drugs, he refused to show up in court, and this led to an arrest in October. After spending a few hours in county, King immediately took to his IG and seemed to take it as a badge of honor rather than something to be angered about, leading to even more people to be infuriated by him.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
The thing, I'm a free man. Stop, goddamn, I'm not locked up. I'm straight. I was, but I'm back, I'm straight.
He's a crash out. I can't imagine growing up rich and churning out like this. You can't say parenting or environment, cause all the other kids are mellow and beat out the way. Speaking of the other children of Tip, they seem to have claims that he's misunderstood, or at least that's the view of his brother Damani.
I think everything King's trying to say is just coming off. He's using the wrong words, I feel like, and I told him this. I feel like what he's trying to say is what was on TV is not exactly what actually happened. And I think he's only trying to say that because people try to treat him differently because they think that. I don't think he's just out here just saying it out the blue because it's something. I think, like, we are living our own lives. He got his own thing going on. I don't know what be going on when he go outside or he was in school. We went to different schools.
As for the gangster persona, it's still very much intact. But it's not because his dad is just letting it happen. While filming a music video with Tootie Raw, the pair were waving around firearms. And when they spotted it, their fathers intervened to basically remind them that they're not about that life.
Well, in the manner in which you're portraying this lifestyle, this shit don't look legitimate, sir.
When y'all got drugs around
over
legal guns,
that's called possession of a firearm and commission of a crime, sir. That is a felony.
Why y'all
don't take the woman in love? That girl right here, why don't you talk about being in love, man?
Later, King tried to brush the whole thing off, claiming he didn't even have a gun in his possession.
I ain't never seen me post a gun ever in life. I don't even own a gun. That nigga say, you be around Tootie a lot, you gonna be taking some licks. Ooh, shit. I'm not that guy. This is for me. I'm for entertainment purposes only.
But as always, the people were not listening. You want to be your dad so badly, but you ain't got it. While for others, they cautioned that if he's not careful, his lick might run out, and he might get checked on everything he's portraying. He's a definition of, he gonna learn the hard way. He has so many incidents where he's sort of skated out of stuff, but he keeps tempting fate. I just know he'd be stressing T.I. and Tiny out. This is obviously the case, with Tip left confused about whether he's trying to impress him or prove himself to his father with these antics.
The place is like where I'm from, and he and I think he be thinking that I think he's soft, you know what I'm saying? Like he trying to show me that he can protect himself, and he, you know what I'm saying, that he's a man of a certain stature that I have inspired him to be by being myself.
Crazily, King is now a dad himself, welcoming his first child, King Jr., in November of 2024. And even after this, he's still flagrantly airing his business out to the world, including the fact that he cheats on his baby mama regularly.
My baby mama don't care, so you can't, like, it's not nothing special, we just kicking shit, have a good time, you know what I'm saying? My baby mama don't mind. So you can't try to be like messy and say someone baby daddy trying to, no. Cause the baby mother doesn't care.
Now primed to release his Be Ready EP soon, the new father of one seems absolutely determined to make a hip hop career actually work. The only problem is that no one else seems to be interested in hearing it. Among the most disliked individuals on the internet, his rep as an entitled fake gangster is one that isn't going away anytime soon. And without making amends or changing his ways, no one is ever going to take him seriously. So he needs to mature massively before he could ever obtain real success. Otherwise, he'll only ever be known as T.I. and Tiny's bratty son, who had a pacifier till he was 12 years old. And man, that's not a good reputation to have. Until next time, my friends, peace.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.